Last Friday before we parted company for the Memorial Day holiday weekend, we mentioned the fact that the French Open, next major on the tennis tour, was going to begin. And, of course, Pat Johnston thrilled us with his perfect French Open picks.
Yes. Thrilling. It was thrilling.
And is this first round?
First round. Yes, it is. Yes. First round. Yes.
So just
first round.
First round, just saying.
First round.
Just first round.
And don't count out Naomi Osaka as well. But I'm going with Garbiñe Muguruza to win it all.
He stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by. Struck him up.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, you know, I have to tell you, I am always thrilled when Pat gets it wrong. Not because you know, I don't have some sympathy for him, but because I love the responses.
So Garbiñe, lost yesterday, first round. I did not know she was dealing with a back issue. I wouldn't have picked her if I would have known that.
Right.
But then you heard me say,
don't count out Naomi.
Osaka. Well, yeah, she's out of
there. Which, by the way, it's on the top of my list to talk about during some open time this morning.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, yeah, that's, I think, something that's transcending just sports, too. That's
it does. Because of the mental health issues.
The anxiety and things that you say.
Real quick, those of you who know of Naomi Osaka a little bit, or at least watched her play, she's a great player. She's won majors already. She's won four of them. She's one of the biggest named stars next to Serena Williams on the women's side. But
highest
she
paid.
Is, yes, and highest pays. But she is an introvert. She does not like giving those stupid interviews on the court after the matches, and she doesn't like to really talk to the press a whole lot. She will, but she doesn't like it. And all she just wanted to do was she just asked the French Open, I just don't want to do any more of these after the matches. I'll do some other things. I just don't want to do it. And they said no, and so she drew the line and said, fine,
I wasn't
I'm out.
Handled very well on either side.
No,
so.
No.
I think I really do believe that her turning point in her career was when she was booed after beating Serena Williams. And that was very poor taste on the fans' part, to say the least.
Back in 2018 U.S. Open, when she shocked the world by beating Serena. And she said, that's right, thanks for bringing that up, is that she has not recovered from that mentally. And that was tough. And I'll tell you what, anybody, if you don't have any kind of sympathy for her, go back and watch that post-match ceremony when she won and they announced her name and she gets the trophy and the whole place is booing.
Yeah,
that's tough. Something she wanted to do her whole life, and that's what happens.
Fans have to realize that these are people, and there's more to sports than just what the fan wants.
Right. Well, it's like that idiot, Celtic fan, Charlie, who threw a water bottle at
Or the
Kyrie
one that
Irving.
Ran on the court yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, everybody, get a grip. Get a grip.
It's sports, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, it's not life. It's sports. It's part of life, but it's not life, you know, that has, you know, impact on your daily happenings.
Yep.
Unfortunately, for some, apparently does.
And they can't separate it.
They need to be separated.